At 6:30, it is clear and 70. Good morning, I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. A sales tax on cars and trucks, in effect for just over a month, is argued before the Oklahoma Supreme Court. Opponents say it's an unconstitutional tax passed in the last 5 days of the session without a 3/4 majority. The state says the measure simply removes an exemption and taxes cars at the same rate as everything else. Chief Justice Douglas Combs asked why lawmakers combined excise and sales tax to do so.
When all they really need to do under your argument under leverage is simply reduce the complete exemption for motor vehicles, and all of a sudden motor vehicles are collected at sales tax to 4.5%.
Expected to generate $123 million, the sales tax is among four measures before the court, representing nearly $400 million in the state's budget. It will be Republican Chris Ford against Democrat Chris Van Landingham in November. They were the winners in yesterday's special election to fill the state House seat, 76. The seat became vacant back in April when Republican David Brumbaugh suddenly died. In prior yesterday, voters approved a sales tax increase. It is a 0.25%. The money will be used to shore up police and fire protection and the town's library. Governor Fallon surveys Sunday's tornado damage in Tulsa. She thanked the first responders and was impressed with the generosity of Tulsa area businesses.
We appreciate the food and water and the generosity of the businesses. Some hurt themselves that have been out helping the first responders.
She toured the area yesterday with Mayor Bynum and some state officials. Residents in Bixby are expected to gather tonight to discuss a proposed land change. It would allow the Lynx Apartments at 115th and Memorial to add 300 more apartments. The meeting is being held tonight at 6:30 at the Bixby Community Center. Last week's fire in downtown Wagner knocked down but not out the 115-year-old Owl Drugstore. Owner Matt Valandry has reopened about a mile away near the Wagner Walmart.
The Lord's been good and blessed us, and the people that are in the communities and just everybody we've talked to from the State Board, OBND, DEA, Computer Systems, Windstream. I mean, everybody's just been super helpful.
He calls the new location temporary. He is waiting to see what the Wagner leadership does with the burned out block. Our weather forecast, clouds thicken today, 87 for a high, a 30% chance of rain tonight, 71 for a low. And tomorrow, rain chances increase during the day. We'll have a high of 89. Right now in Tulsa, it is mostly clear and 70. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.